Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Well, we're going back to the Parliament story, and joining me now on air is Themba Gabula. He's the branch secretary for Nahawu in Parliament. Themba, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Chad. Good morning, Chad, and good morning to your listeners.
Themba, thank you for joining us. I don't know whether you're still on a break. A lot of people are. They're only coming back next week. But this is a very important story. It's impacted on our entire country. It's impacted on our assurances that our government is in good hands, especially when it comes to the protection of our state assets, especially as something as important as the seat of democracy. So, Themba, your union represents the protection officers that work in Parliament. Are they employed directly by Parliament, or are they employed by security companies?
The protection officers of Parliament are employed directly by Parliament.
So they are employees of Parliament. And what is their role exactly?
Their role is to deal with access control, patrols within the precinct, and basic general security provision within the precinct, like monitoring of CCTV footages, and patrolling the buildings to make sure there's no intruders, and just to make sure they work with SAPS in terms of access control, in terms of who gains entry and exit into the precinct of Parliament.
And are they responsible for manning the control rooms?
They are also responsible for manning the control rooms.
And it's in these control rooms where we find the fire detection equipment, where we find the different gauges that show us the level and the pressures of the sprinklers, etc. Am I correct in that?
Yes, you're correct. You're correct. But they don't go into the control rooms per se, and they man the buildings of Parliament.
So who's in the control rooms where all the detection equipment is and the CCTV monitors are?
There's no person in there per se, but there is the protection officers. They've got a monitoring system of what is happening in those control rooms.
Okay, and tell us what happened on Sunday in the early hours of the morning. Were your protection officers on site? Did they pick up on what was going on?
No, as we've been saying in the media, our members were not at work on Sunday. Or started Saturday evening, leading to the Sunday morning fire. Ordinarily, they were supposed to have been at work because it is their job to guard buildings of Parliament. So we were surprised as the union to learn that they were not at work. And upon inquiring, we then established that they were told that due to budgetary constraints, they will only work Mondays to Friday over the festive period. And they won't work weekends as well as public holidays, because Parliament doesn't have money to pay them overtime and public holiday rates.
You were surprised that your protection officers weren't there over weekends and public holidays. We as a nation were shocked. And I have to ask the question, when the protection officers realized they wouldn't be working these shifts because there was no money, and obviously a lot of people look forward to working during the festive season because of the overtime, because of the allowances of working on public holidays and on weekends, did they not raise the alarm then with the union and say, listen, Parliament doesn't have money to pay us at the time of year where we would be expecting to get this extra form of bonus? I know for a fact that many security officers volunteer to work on weekends and on public holidays, especially during December, so they can have a little bit more in the kitty for the following year to pay for their kids' school fares, their uniforms, etc. So did your members bring it to anybody's attention that there were no funds available for them to work overtime, public holidays, weekends?
No, that decision, it was taken, I think, after the 15th of December when we already closed. And there was obviously a communication lapse between ourselves as the leadership of the union and the shop steward in the protection services unit, in that that message was only conveyed later to us upon inquiring after the discovery of the fire, when we asked how many of our members were on duty, and only to learn that none were on duty because we wanted to check their safety. And I think for our members, it's not really about overtime and allowances. They understand as protection officers that it's part of their conditions of employment to work even during the festive season. And in 2019 and 2020, we entered into an agreement with Parliament to say those that would be working for over Christmas and New Year's, they, at least Parliament can provide lunch not exceeding, I think, 150 rand lunch and supper, just to motivate them for working over weekends and public holidays. So they understand it's part of their conditions of service to work over the festive period.
September, the million-dollar question, where did the money go? Because surely an organization such as Parliament has accounting officers who understand the budget requirements, and the budgets are signed off and go all the way to the Speaker's office. So there would have been budgets in place. What happened to that money that they weren't able to afford having people work? And for me, this is bizarre. It's okay to work during the holidays on weekdays, but then there's no risk over weekends or public holidays. I don't know in whose mind this is normal, because a Friday during a holiday is no different to a Saturday or Sunday during a holiday. And to not have people there on weekends and on public holidays, it's beyond gross negligence. It is beyond dereliction of duty. So nobody must fall on their sword. People must be held absolutely accountable. So my last question to you for today, what happened to the budget that was allocated to pay the monies for the protection officers during the December holiday period?
Your guess is as good as mine. These are the questions we want Parliament to respond to us on, because we don't believe that Parliament should put money over the safety of a heritage site, a center, a house of democracy, and a hope for South Africans in various communities. You put money over the safety of Parliament. It's really a concern to us as the union, because if you look at the workers that would have worked on public holidays and weekends, there would have been around 7 employees. I mean, how much overtime would that have been compared to the loss the country has suffered as a result of that? So these are the questions as the union we want answers to from the speaker herself. But we are saying as the union at the same time that we hold the accounting officer, the acting secretary to Parliament, responsible for that decision to say withdraw labor, withdraw security personnel over weekends, whether that was communicated by her subordinate. The fact of the matter, she's the head of administration in Parliament. She's responsible for the smooth running of Parliament and the safety of that precinct. So we are saying the speaker must hold the accounting officer, the acting secretary to Parliament, accountable for the decision to withdraw security personnel on these public holidays and weekends.
Temba, I need you to make me a promise. Put aside political affiliations. Put aside alliances. What needs to happen is Nahawu needs to make a noise and find out what happened, because not just that they put Parliament at risk, they put all the employees at risk. We're looking forward to hearing more from you in respect of this matter, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you.